Spring has come. Snow is melting. Trees and greens are regenerating in greenhouses ready for replantations. Flowers and trees, spring, autumn, and in other words, is seen also felt in every corner. Either through windows or feeling it outside, the transition from one season to the other, it's a wonderful sign of blessings from God, the Creator. The wonderful creation of God. We are really created in the image of God. Very soon, things will come again green. Rainy and sunny time are bringing smiles, faces, and joy with hope. Spring is a season of hope and joy. Spring, for believers, is a picture reminding us that God is all making things new. In fact, Jesus promised that to make everything new. In the meantime, we give in as prints of the coming attraction through spring. God said, "I will send rain and you'll on your land and in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine and olive oil." Either in Passover or Easter, both are the zone of reflection. We are still in the wonderful season of prayer and fasting. Since Ash Wednesday up to Easter, it's calling us to reflect how we can move forward with Christ and through his suffering and resurrection. Brethren, this morning is the continuity of reflecting season on our journey. The journey of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Easter approaches. The readings invite us to enter the season of Lent as a cornerstone of Christian faith journey. We can also forget all about, Palm Sundays. We cannot either forget Ash Wednesday. We are given a mark of choice and decision making. This is the penitential time and season of reflection here, either in Canada or elsewhere in the world. In the Anglican Communion around the world and other churches that we share the common faith and belief. This season is the journey, which is a season we feel and think about the value of the cross, the value of the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ throughout. It is the time of preparation within ourselves for the suffering and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. At this point, we affirm what we are. We reflect about the peace we have, our good leadership we have, the blessings we have, the beautiful houses, the possessions, the good food we have, the good neighborhood we have, and so on. how we moved with it, just reflect on that. In different places outside of here, they organize what they call karaoke. Others organize youth camp, others family camp, and other situations. With the complexity of things, to say only that it's a wonderful season of meditation. Therefore, it's a time to reflect on our belief in the love that Jesus Christ has for us all. Our Lord Jesus Christ was really amazing. Also, I cannot complain why he did not have a black person in among the 12, because all has happened within his culture. Therefore, he told them to love one another and to go and tell what they saw and what they heard. He never excluded anyone. He had a wonderful spirit of inclusion. Last week, we were shared about Jesus and the Samaritans. The Samaritans said there's nothing with Samaritan, he asked, he replied to Jesus. This was a challenging approach to Jesus, who is ever caring with compassion. That was within Christ's attitude of patience. Within his culture and his society, love covers all sins. Let's go beyond our barriers in the name of the love of Jesus and kindness. We shall heal many, we shall save many, and the humanity enlarge. He died for us all. This time helps us to think on the ways in which we are called to bring the Savior's love, he who came from heaven, to our conditions of suffering, for the only purpose to save, care, and fullness of life, of compassion to the world, and to make a difference, and make his presence real among the people of our neighborhood, his presence in our midst. Today, at St. George and Young, like any other parishes throughout our diocese of Toronto, particularly we do follow our liturgy calendar, which will lead us to the Holy Week and Easter. It will be a time of grace-filled opportunity to us all as a church. We shall shine in love-giving and promoting because of our risen Lord in our lives. The scripture read this morning is taking us mostly to reflect on the kind of life we are in as a mortal, and where God is may change through circumstances. The book of Ezekiel is on how the hand of God look like, what it does through God's will. First of all, the wind took him to the valley. Ezekiel deliberately left the matter with God, his power and wisdom. It's unbelievable to see again the dry bones being live. In turn, God gave the prophets small to do God's command, him to speak, to prophesy to the dry and dead bones. By all outward observation, this was in vain and foolishness act according to human being. However, faith can bring transformation and bring life to others. Paul, in his epistle, talked about knowledge of God, God's rescue for lost humanity. Today we are facing with challenging situation in wars, climate change, poverty around the world. However, the number of refugees keep increasing, either in Ukraine, in Africa, and other parts of the world. Paul acknowledged the message of the cross that God rescued humanity in the person and work of Jesus Christ, especially his sacrifice on the cross. That is, the cross was foolishness to those who are perishing. That's according to Paul. The word of God is reality with hope and joy in Christ. This season is a restoration season, a time of breath again through the season of Easter. Brethren, we are in such God's hope. We are powerless in different circumstances, such as disease, tiredness, frustrations, exhausting time. We need God's help. Here is the case of Lazarus, the man of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha, a friend to Jesus. Jesus was ever within that community. He was sharing with friends and relatives from community. The case of Lazarus' death was a challenging issue. It was also a test for him. Therefore, this is the remarkable sign that Jesus performed. He builds people's faith. He knows his neighborhood and friends, the level of trust, and the whole ruling body of his time. Somebody sent by the sisters came to Jesus and tell him that his friend Lazarus is dead. We can imagine how was the mood and the situation of Jesus emotionally. Jesus said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." It's not easy for those who are losing a brother or a son. Lazarus was already dead when Jesus said this. But he knew that the result would be the glory of God, not death. Second, Jesus also knew that such kind of event will take him to the cross. That means that the Son of God may be glorified in his death and resurrection. We should have said that the sickness was unto death, but ultimately to the glory of God. He who sees the end and challenges it from the beginning sticks with a grandeur of style which not be imitated by us. He did it. John reminds us that Jesus did genuinely love the sisters and brother Lazarus with such affection for each one individually and also as the family. He did not simply love the family. He loved Martha and loved Mary and Lazarus as well. He stayed 2 more days, which means that Jesus was really affected by the family's sorrowful situation. Jesus deliberately waited to bring Lazarus back from death until he had been in the tomb for days. He delayed, but not denial. He did it. Jesus finally, when he saw Lazarus in the tomb, he wept. That's the sign of humanity of Jesus. This is the shortest verse in the Bible emotionally reacted by Jesus. How often we use those words if we had lost somebody? If you had been here, something can happen. Is it happening to you? It does. If you had come when I asked for help, it happened to you? It does. I feel like you feel like you left me out here to suffer. Does it happen to you? It does. It's the same with Lazarus and the sisters. They can say it's too late. 4 days. How can it happen? For Jesus is not the huge and the amount that is terrifying. It's all about faith. Faith makes a difference. Faith challenges things. Sometimes we feel like you were abandoned by God. Apparently, you can feel that God fed you in your life. Your door can be shut and can be opened on the other side. Jesus said, I am the life of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and life. Who else can we trust? He's the only one to be trusted. Our friend Lazarus slept, but I go to wake him up, said Jesus. Jesus could be glad even in the death of his friend Lazarus because he was certain of the outcome, and later the life of Lazarus was restored. Many believed. So many can be confused, like Pharisees and other rulers of his time could be confused as well. Therefore, Jesus is the light of the world. He is the Prince of Peace. All these were the reason to be glad. So we may learn that he often permits us to pass into profound darkness and deeper mysteries of pain in order that we may prove perfectly his power. Here is the thing: we cannot experience the resurrection until we experience the death. We cannot be in the new life in Jesus Christ until we allow our sinful life of the past to end. Let us continue to live transformation throughout the journey of our Lord Jesus Christ, who told us, "I am the light of the world, I am the death and resurrection." As individuals and as a church, we continue to reflect on that, and God continue to be with us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.